There's this famous quote from Ernest Hemingway. I'm pretty sure it's actually apocryphal, but it's fun to pretend he said it. The quote is, write drunk, edit sober. And over the course of my Song A Day project, I'll spend time revisiting certain songs with fresh, sober ears and see if I can find a way to bring out their full potential. So that's what we're doing today.
This is As It Happens, a show about songwriting in real time. I'm Jonathan Mann. I've been writing a song a day since January 1st of 2009. There are infinite ways to approach writing a song, and you never know how it's going to turn out. This could be in the top 10% of every song that I've ever written, or I could want to throw it in the garbage. So let's see.
I wrote this song, apparently, in January of 2018. It's called The Perils of Social Media. Here's a little bit of what the original sounds like.
Social media is a real strange phrase. I wonder how history will view this phase of human development, if you can call it that.
When I am reworking a song for the purposes of re-releasing it into the Song A Day stream, my focus is not so much on getting it perfect, but just sort of trying to find the anchor of like how the song should actually be. So the song originally obviously is just acoustic guitar and vocals. That is not how I hear it ultimately. Since I heard the song the other night, I've been sort of turning it over in my head. I think the thing that I'm going to try first is some kind of a cappella basis for the song. Like, just if I'm going to just sing it right now, it's like, boom, 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 boom. That's what I'm hearing in my mind, first of all. I need to figure out what key it's in, because I don't know, because I have no memory of writing it. It's close to G. G's a fine key. We can move it down to F. I think G is fine. I think my idea for the first bit of a cappella stuff that we're going to do is get the bass line down. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. That's about as low as I can go. Ba-bum. If we moved it up to A, if we moved it up to B flat. Ba-bum, ba-bum.
Social media is a real strange prey. History will view this fate.
I wonder if now I'm questioning that I might be singing too high.
Social media is a real strange phrase.
Right at like the sort of breaking point of my voice. That's why G kind of works. This is a dilemma. Okay, I think I might have to do it in the key of A. Bum, ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. So I'm going to record that and just sort of see how it sounds. Ba-bum. Ba-boom, ba-boom. Let's see. So this is what this sounds like. Ba-boom.
Social media is a real strange phrase. Wonder how history will view this phase.
The rhythm of the ba-booms need to change.
Of human development, oh, if you can call it that.
I think that's good. I think that's like a great start. Okay, so the verses have their bass down. Now we just need to figure out how the chorus goes.
Seems innocuous at first is often the thing that hurts the worst.
Man, that is high. I'm gonna actually record a scratch vocal for myself. A scratch vocal is when you just sort of do a really quick take just so you have something to work off of.
Social media is a real strange phrase.
It's not quite sounding like where I want it, especially mainly because my vocals are just too high. So we have a couple options. One thing that I'm considering is doing a vary speed. So you have the ability in this program, and really any recording program, to change the pitch of anything, really. But if you change the pitch without also changing the tempo, it often sounds really garbly and weird. But if you change both the tempo and the pitch, you can get away with it and it sounds really good. So I'm gonna bring up this thing in Logic called vary speed. And what this will do is it'll make those notes that I sang that were really low, it's actually gonna take them even lower, but I won't have to sing them.
Social media.
So you can hear how it sounds. all kind of messed up.
It's a real strange phrase.
Delete that scratch track.
Social media, it's a really strange phrase.
That's too slow, and it might be too low. That's not going to work. Okay, I'm going to try something else. I am going to undo what I just did. There's another thing that I can do in Logic where I can look at each note individually. And if you look at it, it looks almost like you're looking at a piano and you can sort of place the notes where you want them. So we're going to move all the notes to be in the key of G rather than the key of A. So now I'm just going to go through the laborious process of moving all of these.
Boom, boom, boom.
So we're getting to the point now where I need to start thinking about what are the other components of this song. Two verses, a chorus, another verse, and another chorus. The third verse comes from this speech that this guy who I follow called Scott Galloway, who's like a NYU professor. He gives this talk where he talks about how, you know, in the past, our best and our brightest minds would maybe, you know, go into government service and like got us to the moon and did all this stuff. And now our best and our brightest go to Google or Facebook, and their brilliant minds are going towards helping these platforms just sell more cars. So the last verse goes, hundreds of thousands of the brightest minds, unheard of and unimaginable at any other time, all working towards one singular goal, to sell another car to keep the money rolling. I think that verse could actually be improved a little bit. Like the sentiment, I like the idea. Hundreds of thousands of the brightest minds. Gonna take out the unheard of and just go unimaginable at any other time. Unimaginable at any other time. All working towards a single goal. To sell another car. To keep the money rolling is not a great thing. So let's go to our rhyme zone and just see what comes up. We could also change the word goal. All working towards one singular thing. Oh, would this work? I just had an idea. All working towards one singular thing. To sell another car, make the algorithm sing. Yeah, that's cool. This is a very short song. Should there be a verse about, like, tear it all down? Or, like, break them up? All right, let's not focus on that for now. We'll come back to that question of whether there should be another verse. I want to see if there's like a Bobby McFerrin type vocal work we can find in here that makes some kind of sense. Let's try that. Like that kind of thing?
Social media is a real strange place. I wonder how history will view this buffet.
Maybe that doesn't come in until the second verse. In my head, I imagine like lots of other bits of voices doing things. Let's see. I'm thinking about putting like other percussive kind of elements in. Da, ch.
If you're not paying for it, you are the prize.
In the chorus now I'm hearing like a... It definitely needs something more melodically to build on what happened in this verse.
If you're not paying for it, it seems innocuous.
I think it needs like a... Like a... Like a big timpani kind of sound on the chorus. Bah, bah.
It seems innocuous.
So now we've come back to the question of, do I do one more verse and then another chorus and then it's kind of out? I think we do. I think we just do this last verse, and I think this last verse is just, it goes back down to being very small. And then we bring back the chorus. Oh, it needs like a fill. It needs like a drum fill. Like that. I'm gonna add that little bit at the very end. Cool. I think we're getting pretty close. I think, like, the last thing to do is just record the actual vocal, which is difficult because despite all the work we did on finding the right key, it's still a little bit out of my range.
Social media is a real strange phrase.
A's. I wonder how history will view this phase. So, that took me about another 20 minutes. Let's hear the final song and see how I did.
Social media is a real strange phrase. Wonder how history will view this phase of human development. If you can call it that. If you're not paying, then you are the product. It's easy to miss it when we're all caught up chasing the feeling of being loved. Always out of reach, so out of touch. What seems innocuous at first is often the thing that hurts the worst. It's a long-term experiment without the planning. Participating accidentally, ba da ba do, ba do boo, ba da boo, ba do boo boo, ba ba da do boo, ba do boo boo. Hundreds of thousands of the brightest minds, unimaginable at any other time. All working towards one singular thing, just to sell another car to make the algorithm sing. What seems innocuous at first is actually the thing that hurts the worst. A long-term experiment with half the planning, participating accidentally. Ba-do-ba-do, ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba-do, ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba-do, ba-do-ba, ba-do-ba. Ba do ba do ba do ba da do ba ba do ba do.
One sort of interesting thing about Song a Day is the idea of practice. Just the pure practice of it has meant that in the last 11 years of writing a song every day, you know, there's some things that I do every single day that I've just gotten better at, you know, without meaning to. It wasn't like the purpose. It's just that when you practice something every single day, you get better at it. That's just how it works. Some things, like, haven't gotten much better. Like, you know, my rhythm in playing different instruments and stuff, like, hasn't improved that much. And the reason for that is that when I'm recording every day, I'm not, like, doing 100 takes to get the rhythm just right. I'm playing it more or less right, and then if I have to, I go in and I fix the rhythm, fix it in post. We'll fix it in post, post-production. That part hasn't gotten any better. But I think the one thing that has gotten, like, really noticeably better, at least I can notice it very much, is my voice. If you go back and listen to, like, you know, especially songs from, like, maybe even pre-Song a Day, 2008, 2007, you listen to some of the stuff I was making back then. Like, my voice has just gotten better just from using it every single day. You know, all that being said, I still feel like my voice cannot quite carry a acapella song like this. Someone left a comment. Thank you so much. MikeyND87 left a nice comment on iTunes. You know, he said, don't be so hard on yourself. In these little bits after the song, I'm critiquing myself a bunch. But this song, I really like this song a lot. I think it has a lot of potential. I can't quite sing that melody in a way that makes it sound as beautiful, frankly, as I want it to. You know, there might be something said. There's definitely something to be said for having other people whose strength is their voice sing one's songs. And as ever, reach out to me on Twitter, @songadayman. Shoot me an email, jonathan@jonathanman.net. And donate to my Patreon. I've been thinking about different things that I could do. One of the things I was thinking is I would put the full unedited audio from these podcasts, and you could just hear what that sounds like. It's very different. A lot of pausing and a lot of, like, dead space and a lot of just me sitting there thinking. But yeah, that's how this works. I take 2 to 4 hours of audio and I try to cut it down to about 15 minutes that makes sense and is digestible and is interesting, but still preserves the arc of what went into making the song. I give this song itself maybe an A, but my voice just isn't up to it. I give maybe a B minus. But
There's always tomorrow, and we'll see you then. I produce this show by myself in my studio. Hope you like what you heard. If you did, please spare a word or two. Leave me a review, rating two. Tell a friend or two. I got a Patreon you could do. And I'll keep making this podcast for free. We live in the attention economy, so please come notice me. Let's smash the patriarchy and white supremacy too. Thanks for listening.